So to page 10, which is Lord's Day number 13 in the Heidelberg Catechism, we have two questions there today, questions 33 and 34. As we continue in considering what we just made confession of, when we said that we believe in Jesus as the only begotten Son and as our Lord. So question number 33. I'll read the question. Please read the responsive, the answer. Why is he called God's only begotten Son, since we also are the children of God? Because Christ alone is the eternal, natural Son of God. But we are children of God by adoption through grace for his sake. Question number 34. Why do you call him our Lord? Because not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood, he has redeemed and purchased us, body and soul, from sin and from all the power of the devil to be his own. Amen. So we're focusing, first of all, on this statement that he is called, we confess that he is the only begotten Son. This particular language is found in the Gospel of John, even as far as at very beginning in John chapter 1. We read in verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Again, in verse 18, we read, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." And then thirdly, another passage which is quite familiar with many people, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so that declaration, we are just quoting Scripture, are we not? In some adaptations of the Apostles' Creed, later changes, they drop that word begotten. You'll find in some churches the statement in the Apostles' Creed, his only Son, God's only Son. I think that that is an error, because you and I are also sons and daughters, as the Catechism says. We are sons and daughters by adoption. And so Jesus does have brothers and sisters. Jesus is the Son par excellence, but we are sons as well. Notice the statement. Again, question 33. Because Christ alone is the eternal, natural Son of God. He always was the only begotten Son of God. But we are children of God by adoption. And so we have the right to cry out, "Abba, Father," because of what Jesus did. But Jesus cried out and prayed, "Father," because of who he was, the Son of God, God the Son, the eternal, only begotten Son. We are able to cry, "Abba, Father," because of grace. We are able to cry, "Abba, Father," because of Christ, in Christ, as it says in the Catechism, for his sake. It is because of Jesus Christ. It is because of the only begotten Son of God and what he has accomplished that we are adopted and we speak to God as Father. Notice also we confess that he is our Lord. Again, Romans, Paul writes, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, or Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Faith in the Lord Jesus. Notice Paul connects the lordship of Christ to the resurrection of Christ. The declaration of his lordship is evidenced in his resurrection. And so, we are purchased with his precious blood. He has redeemed and purchased us both body and soul from sin, from all the power of the devil. We belong to Jesus. And so, therefore, we say our Lord, because he says, my child, my brother, my sister, I am yours and you are mine. And so we gladly confess our Lord Jesus Christ, do we not? Amen.